going on? Good afternoon, comrades. No, wait a minute. That's old school. Good morning, comrades. It's time for Freedom Frenzy. You know, you lose a day, and it's like losing a chunk of your life insofar as bringing a radio show to the internet every day, isn't it, dear?
Yes, it is.
I mean, you get all geared up psychologically. You're ready to go. You've got material that you want to bring out. And then whammo izzo, somebody cuts your fingers off because you've reached for the last chicken leg on the plate. I don't.
Oh, Eric, you grew up in a fighting household. Great.
Oh, yeah. You had to be quick at my house.
Yeah, there were a lot of kids in my family when I was growing up, and there are a lot of kids now. And I'll tell you, snooze, you lose.
So, how many people in the back in your family have fork marks in the back of their hand here?
Quite a few, actually. It'd be a smaller number if I told you how many didn't. And we've got a house full today. We've got J.K., Jonathan Crone, Jonathan's my son's best friend, is here for a couple of days, and then my dad's in town for the next month. We picked him up yesterday, and then last night we headed over to the church for string ensemble rehearsals and choir rehearsals preparing for the Christmas Eve service, which is hysterical because for a number of years my husband, we didn't celebrate Christmas at all. John hates Christmas, and so now he's singing in the choir and singing silly Christmas carols like foom foom foom, and his wife is getting the biggest charge out of this.
Well, that's interesting that John didn't like Christmas. I've never really been a fan, and you know, I was actually for a long time suffering under that common, everyday, ordinary, white, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant male phenomena that normally took a lot of people all the way to the brink of suicide this time of every year, and by causing them to be depressed, and Christmas really used to depress me. Now I just kind of skate through it. I spray myself down with WD-40, so I slide right on by. And I don't get wound up in it. Christmas is the holiday and the giving thing. That's for kids.
Yeah.
And adults, you know, unless there's something really special going on, we don't trade gifts. And you know, I've begun to discover that this isn't even the time of year that Christ was purportedly born. And I don't say I don't say purportedly doubting his birth. I'm talking about the time of the year. It's a little hard for me to even get excited. And I recognize that we're actually celebrating a pagan holiday.
Yes, that is exactly what I am doing, Jerry. I am celebrating a pagan holiday. It cracks me up when people celebrate Christ's birth at Christmas, because Christ wasn't born on December 25th. I think he was actually born, in the spring? The Star of Bethlehem actually resurfaces every 700 or 800 years. And so you can track pretty well the time of year that he was born. It wasn't December 25th. And Christmas is a pagan holiday. And by pagan, I mean, you know, nothing's truly secular because God owns all things. And I think it's fun. It's a fun to decorate and have the lights. And it's such a dark time, you know, in terms of seasonally. It's cold. The trees don't have leaves. Nothing's growing. And so it's this wonderful, bright spot in the yummy food and getting together with family. I have a ball. I love Christmas. I view it as completely pagan. And I have so much fun, and it cracks me up when people read the Christmas story before they open, you know, the quote unquote Christmas story before they open presents. I'm like, hello, this is retarded. But kind of like putting fake wood paneling on plywood or that veneer. Yeah, it's like veneer.
Photo finish, dear.
Yeah,
photo
like finish. Trying to be holy about something wonderfully earthy and, you know, carnal. It's just a fun carnal holiday. So anyway. John finally asked me what I thought about it, I guess about 8 years into our marriage after we put the kibosh on Christmas. And I said, well, it really makes me sad. I really love Christmas. It isn't spiritual for me. It's just a fun pagan holiday. I really enjoy it. You know, parties are fun and very biblical. And he finally said, well, the next day he said, let's go get a tree.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org.
All right, comrades, we're back, and it is time for Hit and Run News, and I've actually got about 2 days' worth of information to dispense today, and I know I'm not going to get to all of it, so I'm going to have to do a little picking and choosing. The last 2 days, there's been some rather interesting information come out about what is going on in the housing industry, and I think the American people are actually being whipsawed to the point of distraction. So let's take a look at two, but contradictory news stories as they pertain to housing. Yesterday, for instance, it was reported that mortgage applications had tumbled to their lowest level in nearly a year, as a six-week-long rise in interest rates has taken a significant toll on demand. This information is coming from the Mortgage Bankers Association, and they announced that its seasonally adjusted index of mortgage applications, which includes both purchase and refinance loans for last week, decreased by a whopping 18.6%, reaching its lowest level since the week ended January 1 earlier this year. Demonstrating that this one-week decline is not an anomaly, the four-week moving average of mortgage applications, which smooths out the volatile weekly figures, was also down 9.8%. The MBA's seasonally adjusted index of refinancing applications declined 24.6%, reaching the lowest level since the week ended April 30th. Purchase applications fell for a second week, with the level of applications little changed over the past month, indicating that home sales are likely to remain relatively weak over the next few months. Okay, now, like I said, that was from the Mortgage Bankers Association. Compare that with this. Sales of previously owned homes rose in November, offering the latest sign the economy was ending the year on a more solid footing after a sluggish third quarter. In a separate report, the National Association of Realtors said existing home sales rose 5.6% in November to a 4.68 million unit annual pace. Sales were the highest since June, but they were still at a depressed level and came in slightly weaker than expected. Existing home sales, which are completed transactions that include single family, townhomes, condominiums, and co-ops, rose 5.6% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 4.68 million in November from 4.43 million in October, but are 27.9% below the cyclical peak of 6.49 million in November of last year, which was the point of initial deadline for the first time buyer's tax credit. Now, there's some conflict there, isn't there? Check this out. In related news, the Commerce Department on Wednesday said that the economy grew at an annual rate of 2.6% in the third quarter. That's actually phenomenal, okay? And it was actually higher than the 2.5 estimate that they had put out there. But more of that output is actually only merchandise that's piling up in warehouses. A key question hanging over the economy is whether the level of inventories held by businesses is appropriate given the current pace of sales. Business inventories actually rose $121.4 billion in the third quarter, revised from the $111.5 billion estimated previously by the Department of Commerce. Without that worrisome inventory buildup, the economy only expanded at an anemic 0.9% pace. Why are they painting all these different economic pictures for the American people that are all in controversy, one the other, to basically create a dartboard approach to what's going on economically in our country? I'm confused, aren't you? You should be. And you also ought to be concerned about why are they doing this? Why are all these different entities putting this, and some of it's got to be bogus, folks. Why are they doing it?
Misinformation intentionally placed.
Well, you know, I have another little piece that's kind of a follow-on to that. It's about the unemployment numbers that came out here in Georgia this week.
Ooh, go ahead.
The Georgia Department of Labor says that the preliminary unadjusted unemployment rate in Metro Atlanta increased to 10.3% in November, up 0.7 percentage points from just in October. Among Georgia's metro areas, Dalton, Georgia, that's the carpet capital of the world, by the way, showed an unemployment rate increase of 13.2%. And these figures were just reported this past Wednesday. The department also reported that Georgia's unemployment rate for November was up 10.1%, up from 9.8 in October. Across the state and other metropolitan areas, the rate in Columbus, which is kind of the heart for a major military installation, is reported at 9.6, up from 9. In Savannah, which is a seaport, the rate was 8.9%, up from 8.3. And Augusta is reported at 9.1, up from 8.5. Athens, which is where the University of Georgia is situated, was at 7.6%, up from 7.2.
Okay, so the point is it's widespread.
Yeah, and you know, we take different kind of scenarios. That's why I wanted to talk about the different towns. We've got seaports, college towns, a town here in Georgia that whose economy revolves around a military installation, and they're all saying that unemployment numbers are going up. So
time to bring back hemp to the South. We need a new George Washington Carver. We've done the peanuts, we've done the cotton and the sweet potato. Now it's time for hemp, and the South shall rise again.
Light up. I mean, no, let's go. Go ahead, babe.
Art. Okay, well, Jerry, I'm going to do something health related. I know that's a shock. I love this story, and it's so vindicating because I'm obsessed with keeping fluoride out of my children's bodies. And I am only newly obsessed with this in the last few years. So they only drink filtered water. They do not drink any bottled water, and especially not bottled water that says added fluoride. And I remember one night I was at Bible study at church, and the children, of course, were with me. And somebody brought in a big thing of water bottles for children that said added fluoride. And my kids reached for one, and I was like, no, that has fluoride in it. And I pushed it away. And, you know, one of the members of the Bible study was kind of like, oh, brother, Jenny's so obsessive. Well, ha, vindication has arrived. A new study pre-published in the journal Environmental Health Perspectives confirms fluoridated water causes brain damage in children. The most recent among 23 other studies pertaining to fluoride and lowered IQ levels, the new study so strongly proves that fluoride is a dangerous brain-destroying toxin that experts say it could be the one that finally ends water fluoridation. If only it would end chemtrailing. This is a 24th study that has found this association, explained Paul Conant, PhD, director of the Fluoride Action Network. But this study is stronger than the rest because the authors have controlled for key confounding variables. And in addition to correlating lowered IQ with levels of fluoride in the water, the authors found a correlation between lowered IQ and fluoride levels in children's blood. It was a study that involved 512 children in two Chinese villages. And it found that the number of higher intelligence children in the low fluoride community was 350% higher than the number in the high fluoride community. So it's just astounding results. Jerry, I'm really excited about this. You know, all the quackery of today in mainstream medicine and mainstream managed media concerning health and our water and our dental work and all these other things. Let me tell you, that is the essence of quackery. If your neighbor is into acupuncture and holistic healing and bringing your body back into balance and grounding and sunlight, this is not quackery. This is intelligent, rooted in deep ancestral wisdom. The quackery of today is the type of thing that has fluoridation in the water and aluminum particulates being sprayed out through chemtrailing. So anyway, that's all I've got to say about that.
And the under thing, I read this article too, and the other thing that I think needs to be borne out is this is actually the 24th
yes.
such study that actually discovered that this association between, let's call it what it is, mental retardation in children by direct association with fluoride.
Well, and Jerry, you know, some of the
studies disaster.
Yeah, but something that's encouraging to me is all the studies that I've been doing on nutrition and foods. I came across studies that demonstrate that once you get children on a whole food diet, within days, they have radical increases in their IQ levels. And so the body is an amazing thing. You know, when you have brain damage, your brain can rewire and redirect. And you might have certain genes in your body that are awakened, like what scientists will call cancer genes, and you can change your lifestyle, change your foods, change what you're doing, and actually put those genes into a dormant state and awaken the good genes that prolong your life and give you good health. We've got to cut away to a break. One thing I want to discuss today, Jerry, is the FCC and how the government's clearly trying to take over the internet. We'll be right back.
Introducing
the Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Hey, thank you for sticking around while we had to step out and do a little bit of merchandising there. The American people's gold, that which was stolen from them and given away to the International Monetary Fund, is now all gone. This past Tuesday, the IMF said it had completed its limited gold sales program, which was approved by the executive board back in September of 2009 as part of its two-year effort to bolster the lenders' finances. According to their official announcement, all gold sales were at market prices, including direct sales to official holders, but the statement did not disclose the details of the sales. As part of the program, countries that bought this gold, which was one time the gold belonging to the American people, India purchased 200 tons, and others included Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, and Mauritius, Mauritius, which purchased 10 tons of the precious metal. Just imagine.
Gary, you know the trick? What? When you come across a hard word, and I never do this, so I'm going to start making myself do this. It's like when you read the Old Testament, just mow through and pretend you nailed it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm kind of an exacting person, so it's tough for me to fake it. Just imagine, they actually unloaded, or at least they said they unloaded, approximately 150 tons of gold on the open market during the last 6 to 8 weeks, and the price of gold barely blinked. Now, we're seeing a little bit of softness today, but I got to think that that's some end-of-the-year hanky-panky because it's going on in silver, too. But that's a lot of gold that was put out there, and it got sucked up by somebody. Your guess is as good as mine as to who, but I think we have a pretty good idea where ultimately it ended up. So, dear, before you dashed away to get a bologna sandwich, you said you wanted to talk.
Whoa, Jerry!
You said that you wanted to discuss what today?
FCC. We got to discuss the FCC. They are just mowing in. And, you know, I got a kind of funny story. Well, nah, never mind. That's tangential. I'm going to focus, do something shocking. Tuesday, the Federal Communications Commission voted 3-2 to back Chairman Julius Gonachowski's plan for what is commonly known as net neutrality, for rules prohibiting internet providers from interfering with legal, quote-unquote, legal, keyword, legal web traffic. President Barack Obama said the FCC's action will help preserve the free and open nature of the internet. Yeah, right. This is so disgusting. Well, fighting back, the way it works is when new regulatory law comes into being, it has to wait 2 months to come into effect after being published in the Federal Register. So these regulatory bureaucracies create new law apart from Congress. They're published in the Federal Register, and then in 2 months they take effect. So right now, the FCC is going to publicly release the new rules in early January, which means the power grab takes place in March. But, I mean, who are we kidding? The power grab has already on some level occurred. Well, several congressmen are planning to take advantage of the 60-day waiting period by doing their own little interesting move. Representative Fred Upton, who's a Republican from Michigan, incoming overseer of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, has indicated that he plans to stop the takeover by any legislative means necessary. And with many new Republicans set to be installed in the new Congress, analysts are saying it is likely that any new FCC rules will eventually be overturned. Now, what is wrong with this process, Jerry? When bureaucracies can set regulatory rules, they become as good as law unless Congress passes law to negate them. It's kind of like Congress passes legislation that comes into action, regardless of how unconstitutional it is, unless somebody brings a lawsuit of challenge and the Supreme Court overturns or negates that congressional legislation.
Mm-hmm.
Which is supposed to be null and void on the outset. So,
well, can't we advance the idea that according to the Constitution, Congress's authority only applies to that 10 square miles called the District of Columbia and the other federal territories and areas ceded to them lawfully by the states? I mean, that's what the Constitution says.
And so, technically
speaking, then, none of that applies to anybody outside their scope of influence.
And the Congress should not be doing anything except abolishing the FCC. That's the only thing that needs to happen here.
Well, I would like to see the cost reduction in government by getting rid of that, but they actually have total authority over federal territory, and the problem is the state governments are not repulsing their encroachment out into the states, because we don't have anybody with any cojones in any of the state governments capable of repulsing that intrusion. Hey, we're going to go away for just a few minutes, but we'll be right back. And you know, you could give us a call at 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, welcome back. Today we are discussing the FCC and the power grab that they are making over the internet. And Jerry, I think you brought up a dynamite point when you just simply say constitutionally they have every right to control the internet insofar as it relates directly to their property. And federal property is limited to Washington, D.C., and some other things, which, according to some of our listeners, you could be getting into some hanky-panky if there's no legislation deeding over certain state lands to federal control. So that would kind of be a fun thing. But they are absolutely outside their purview, not because, and here's where you have to pick what argument you're going to discuss. You know, it's kind of like when you're duking it out with the IRS, you don't discuss the dollar amount of what they're going to charge you. And when we're duking it out about the FCC passing this new regulatory law, A, the FCC shouldn't exist, but B, if they're going to exist within constitutional confines, that means they only have jurisdiction on federal property.
Exactly. And it all comes down to the idea that there are two different, separate United States. And it's actually a device that's been put in place basically to confuse the people and allow government to run roughshod over the people when in fact it has no lawful authority. We're all supposed to be free people, free agents, and should be able to do what in the heck it is that we want to do out from under the oppression of a federal government who, by and large, our interaction with them should be limited to going to the post office. And yet they are, have become so insinuated into all of our lives, they even impact how many gallons of water our toilets use when we flush them. And we, the people, because the folks at the state level aren't doing it, need to start pushing back. And I'm reading more and more stuff. I'm getting more and more encouraged that folks across the country are indeed pushing back. I read a phenomenal essay by Roger, I think his name's Roger Wiegand, at kitco.com. Hang on just a second, and I'll give you the title. The Psychopath's Kettle is Boiling. I would suggest highly that you go to kitco.com, look up Roger Wiegand, and read that article. You'll come away a little bit more enthusiastic and a little bit more encouraged that things are starting to go our way. That second part of it's the worst of times, and it's the best of times.
Dickens has no idea how popular he is in every avenue of modern American life. Oh, that's great, Jerry. So tell me, how do you spell Roger Wiegand?
R-O-G-E-R.
Well, yes, I got the Roger part.
W-I-E-G-A-N-D.
Aren't you guys glad that Jerry and I do this show from miles and miles and miles away from each other? Because I don't have the advantage of looking at him or seeing the paperwork he's looking at. So I get to ask.
Most people would consider that an advantage that you can't see me.
Really? Why? Yeah.
Well,
an advantage?
I've only been told that I'm ruggedly handsome, and you know, that's kind of a.
Jerry. Well, of course, I mean, it was kind of funny the first time we did the show apart from each other because it was like, wow, I don't know when Jerry's going to want to talk. I don't know what he's thinking. I can't see his expressions. And so now the two of us have learned so much to judge things by our tone of voice and vocalize. And I'll tell you, when I pick up the phone and call Jerry, if I'm trying to put up a smokescreen that I'm fine or, you know, everything's great, he can tell the most infinitesimal nuance of distress in my voice that if I had a twin, my twin couldn't discover. And it's a little disarming sometimes. So I'm like, hey, Jerry, how's it going? Dear, what's going on? You're not just any that I know. But it's certainly, and it's totally tangential to the FCC, but it really is a wonderful, wonderful friendship when you can do a radio show from state away from each other. And, you know, it's very cool, Jerry.
I get a kick out of it, dear.
You know, Jerry, trying to figure out what really works, where the arguments should lie, what's really going on, is a very interesting process, whether you're talking about the FCC or the issues of whether what is the constitutional authority for some of this regulatory law? Where does it begin? Where does it end? You made such a good point saying, okay, the federal government absolutely has regulatory authority over their own land and nothing else. And what is their own land, you know? Within the confines of the Constitution. Well, I'm going to push in the clutch and switch gears just a little bit. By the end of the show, we'll wrap it all up in a nice, neat, and tidy big bow. I think ultimately the problem with Americans desperate for freedom and desperate for liberty is they get sucked into the wrong argument, sometimes on purpose, and sometimes by hotheads that haven't really gone back to the drawing board and thought it through. If you think you have it all figured out, there's very few people who have it all figured out. And I doubt that there's anyone who has it all figured out. But the people you want to follow are the ones who are just trying like crazy to dig through the pile of manure to find out what is at the bottom of it, reproducing. And here I'm going to push in the clutch, Jerry. I want to talk about 9/11 for a minute.
Okay.
9/11 is a very important turning point for our nation. And it is incredibly important. I can't tell you how many people have told me, it doesn't matter why 9/11 happened, we just need to move on and deal with the today that we have. Nothing could be farther from the truth. It does matter why 9/11 happened. A new public opinion poll by Angus Reid came out, and I'm not going to get bogged down in all the numbers, but essentially the figures this study found out translate to 100 million Americans question or find fault with the official 9/11 story. That's a third of Americans, because according to the 2010 census, there are 309 million Americans.
And what does find fault mean?
Well, they're not comfortable with or satisfied by the official 9/11 story. They believe that there are some hanky-panky going on with how the story was assembled. Now, when you get down to particular numbers, 35% of independents, 34% of Democrats, and 20% of Republicans do not accept the official version of the story. Okay.
I would have almost guessed that array there, dear.
Yeah, me too. Well, Jerry, why is it that Republicans have blocked out the possibility that the Bush-Cheney administration played a role in 9/11?
Ooh, pick me.
Yes.
Because it would have been their guys that would have been the culprits.
I think that this, you know, you have the large Tea Party movement. I think one of the biggest tragedies of the Tea Party movement, and once they get this right, if they ever do get it right, it will have an astounding effect on American psyche. If the Tea Party would get this one thing right, the ramifications globally would be huge in my perspective. And, of course, what's my opinion of it? 2 cents. Maybe. It probably isn't worth 2 dead flies, Jerry.
Well, you know, I'm glad you said that, and you're probably right. If we could get that segment of the population to become aware of that particular tidbit of historical information, we could make some remarkable headway. But those folks are still living in the world of September 12th, 2001.
If we get the Tea Party movement to embrace 9/11 truth, the global anarchy would be terrified, and the GOP would lose control of the Tea Party movement.
Well, can you see Sarah Palin, for instance, saying 9/11 was an inside
job? No. I don't want to see Sarah Palin do that. And that would be a tragedy.
I'm talking about
the people. People of the Tea Party, not the people who are making money off of it and, you know, have turned it into an industry. I'm talking about the moms and the pops of America. The good people who are working their keisters off, paying all their taxes, trying to get through their day, trying to, you know, raise their kids. Those are the people I'm talking about. I don't want the leadership of the conservative movement coming on board 9/11 truth. I want them to be left at the train station. Dear God, it would save America if we could excise ourselves from these people.
Well, I was just trying to identify the mindset, not necessarily the personality, dear.
Oh, but what would happen to America if Sarah suddenly said 9/11 truth?
Yeah, if somebody like Sarah Palin. Now, I can't think immediately of another new icon that I could put in there to replace Sarah that would fulfill that same need for comparison. But I just imagine that mindset. That's what we're dealing with in the Tea Party movement. You've been exposed to it. I've been exposed to it. I still get Tea Party correspondence from the local effort here and from one other one up in North Georgia. And I'm just telling you, those people are still wrapped up in the flag. And, it's our government, right or wrong. And what they have forgotten is patriotism doesn't have anything to do with government. It is love of country. And they are so misguided in that it's going to be tough to get them to change. And that's going to be the first effort that's going to have to come about. They're going to have to disabuse themselves of the idea that the American government is all that, the end-all be-all as far as America is concerned, and recognize that their love, their duty, and obeisance, well, maybe obeisance is the wrong word, but their love and their duty.
I think it's fun. It's a good word.
Well, it belongs to the country. And a different kind of consciousness and a different kind of conscience should come as a result.
You know, you have hit the nail on the head, Jerry, saying that these people in the Tea Party movement have got to come to see that patriotism is not love of military. And I was once standing in the parking lot of the SCLC International office in Atlanta. The SCLC is, since nobody knows, because Martin Luther King, he founded it because he couldn't get anything done in the NAACP and then discovered he couldn't get anything done in the SCLC, so all his work was apart from his own organization. But anyway, be that as it may, I was working with the SCLC on some stuff, and I was standing in the parking lot of the office with some of my friends, and one of the top people in the SCLC got out of his car, and he had an American flag umbrella. And everyone else, and I was the only white person in the group, it was a small group, started laughing hysterically and said, "Look at you, you good Republican." And he started laughing at himself. And it really made me step back, because in the minds of those black leaders, the flag equaled military.
No, dear. They said what it equaled. And I actually find that more telling than military. The flag equals
Republicanism. Yeah, but their view of war and military is exactly what we view it as. And they view Republicans as very war-minded. But you're right. They do equate the flag with Republicanism. That's interesting, too. Maybe I didn't think deeply enough about that.
Well, what does it say about them, though? Are they more patriotic in the right way?
It depends. With these leaders, the kind of work that I see them doing, and these are not the leaders that get all the press, you know, like Rainbow Push Coalition. What's his name, Jesse Jackson. And yeah. Al Sharpton, who wears curlers. They're the ones that get the press on purpose. The managed media wants you to look at those black leaders because they're so pathetic and they're such whores that they don't give any press to the really godly men and women who are out there and are actually leading and feeding the people. And I would say that love for America and love for their fellow man does define them, that they're very patriotic on that level. But you don't know these guys, Jerry.
I'm going to give you my impression.
Yeah, okay? And your impression is the result of managed media.
Well, not necessarily, dear. Christian Leadership Conference, the NAACP, SNCC, and some of the other ones, I would suggest to you that they don't qualify as being necessarily patriotic because they're not really interested in the country per se, but they're more interested in what they can utilize government to get for themselves. And that's the impression that I've held of those folks for a long, long time, and everything that has come down the pipe has only underscored it continuously.
I think to an extent, Jerry, that's very fair. They have definitely bought into messianic statism. I think they have a much greater love for their fellow man, though, than you're giving them credit for. But ultimately, it has caused them to embrace messianic statism. And I agree with you there.
Okay.
And you're right.
Not embrace it, but reinforce it.
And embracing. And this is, and I've had multiple heated discussions along those lines, that they aren't so different from their Republican brethren in their passionate thirst for messianic statism.
What's in it? It's the what's in it for me mentality, and they're just...
No, now we've switched gears. Now we switch gears a little bit. What's in it for me is not the same as messianic statism.
Well, it is when you use it to gratify your own personal needs. And
no, these guys are not gratifying their own personal needs.
They're doing the same thing, dear.
No, actually, I would say the Republicans, because these guys don't. They really are in the streets. They're really, they do nasty, dirty work with people who smell really bad. And they are looking for a solution to poverty and hunger and frustration and anger.
There are none.
And hopelessness. And that solution is not in government.
There are none.
So, they're not out there. They're not in it for themselves. They're just misguided, I think. This is Freedom Frenzy. We'll be right back.
Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With New Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try New Proactiv risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactiv, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, babe. I want to answer what you were saying as we cut away to that break. There are no solutions for poverty. And I'm amazed that most of the American people haven't caught on to that. How many resources, how much money, how many assets have been taken from the people and have been lost in the war on poverty that is still ongoing in America today? In the cases of an individual cases, the only solution for poverty is individual motivation. And that's given that the situation on an individual-to-individual basis is not the result of physical or mental incapacities, okay? I don't know if, and here we go. I'm going to give you a, remind you with a little bit of scripture. Christ himself said, the poor will always be with you. Now, I don't think that these wholesale programs, particularly by the federal government, because I can't discover for the life of me any authority given them to even be involved in this madness. But all they've really done is exacerbate the problem. We now have situations in our country where we literally have generation after generation after generation in families that are living on government subsistence. And I'm not going to point any fingers anywhere. All I'm saying is that situation is absolutely wrong.
Jerry, I cannot agree with you more. And it makes, when I think of not working for 2 days in a row, where that rarely happens in my existence, but I'll always tell my children, inactivity breeds more of the same. This is kind of a little theme that the children hear frequently when they're being lazy, when they're laying around. Even when you watch yourself or your children, if there's no activity, if there's no meaningful labor, their attitudes and outlook and behavior degenerates rapidly. And when I think of people who have lived for their life on welfare, I am horrified by what kind of stagnant functioning their brain contains. But humans are not designed to live that way, so I do not disagree with that. And you bring up a very good point. There is no solution to poverty, because we assume that all poverty is bad. And we assume that being poor is always, always a negative, because we're coming from a point of view that we're foundering on the love of money. Money is good. Wealth is good. The only entity that can attempt to address poverty, and they certainly cannot fix it, is the church. Because the church is equipped with the sword of mercy. But any time civil government gets involved, they will only make the problem horrifically, totally, and completely worse. And this is exactly what we're seeing. And this is what comes from messianic statism. And ultimately, Jerry, everyone believes the government is God, and they try to mold that God into what they think it should be. And so ultimately, that's why I say the Republican establishment and the Democratic establishment isn't so different and isn't so far apart. But we do have to get back to the people and each other. And this is why I think if the Tea Party movement embraced 9/11 truth, first of all, it would endear them to a big segment of society that would make their struggle for freedom incredibly powerful and a force that would be difficult to overcome. This is Freedom Frenzy. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
The next